are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
You survived another week, huh?
I am so, I'm actually very tired. I came home, I took a nap, and then I was like, I didn't even know I was taking a nap until I woke up at like 6 o'clock. I'm like, okay, I should probably get up. And then...
the bed called again.
And then I woke up at 6:30.
That's how... those would usually be like the best naps, though. Like the unsuspected...
it was a really good nap.
Those are the sleepers. You're like, okay, you wake up, you're like, okay, I'm still tired as fuck, but I feel like my battery went from like the 10% warning mark to the 20% warning mark. So it's okay. You survived, though. We're already on Thursday.
I know, but for some reason, this week has been going by a little slower than I wanted it to. I need us to hurry up and get on up out of here.
Okay, not you ready for the weekend?
I am. Oh, and it's a 3-day weekend. So
it is.
Yeah, it is. I forgot. Oh my god. Okay. I have my window open and my neighbors are like playing games.
I feel like they wait every time until it's time to start recording. They're like, oh, you know what time it is? Let's fucking do our talent show.
Well, how was your week?
My week was fine. I feel like I'm just so glad to be having shit to do. I know it sounds really weird. But like, I'm really glad just to be having something to do all day. I'm usually bored. And so, like, working has just been really, really fun, oddly. But I think I needed to not work for a little bit just so I could be, like, really happy to have a job and really want to fucking work. Because Papa loves to take his off days. Like, I love a good, like, call out or no show. And so, like I was really happy. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go to work. So, that's just for right now. So, I'm pretty sure it'll change. But... It's been work week, so.
I haven't called off work in so long.
You seem like that type of bitch. Oh, girl. Oh, you are such a nerd.
My old job, when I used to work at Amazon, I was calling off every day. And it was so easy at Amazon because you could just, like, do it from the app. You could just, like,
Same.
But now, these days, like, I don't mind my job. It's very close to me, so it's like I don't be having an urge to call off.
Yeah.
But I do, I need to take a couple days.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta recharge, though. And I feel like we just left a retrograde or some shit like that, too. And so your batteries are probably just like, oh, I just need a second to, like, regenerate, like, rejuvenate.
It's really, really draining being an adult.
Yes.
But Little Mermaid comes out this weekend. I'm kind of excited about that.
Did you get your tickets to see it?
No. But I know I'm going to go, I think. Mm-hmm. But
I think I'm going to go next Wednesday.
Yeah, somebody wanted me to go with them, and they were probably going Tuesday. So I might go then, or I might just go this weekend by myself. I don't know. I haven't made up my mind.
I feel like trying to go to these type of movies, like, when they first come out, it's just, like, abysmal. Like, there's hope. It's, like, no hope.
But it was like that for Black Panther as well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All those movies are just bad. But I like that our people are coming out and supporting those. So, I guess I can't complain too bad. Like, whatever. You know how that goes.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is The Boys Next Door. I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
And we are back for more mess, I guess. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always.
Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod, on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod.
We should just go ahead and start the show.
Okay.
What are we gonna talk about today?
Nothing at all. So I came into this podcast and I was like, I have nothing
at all.
It's nothing on the agenda. It's been one of those weeks in general. It's just like, normally, like, whenever we do the podcast, we have, like, a general idea of, like, what we want to talk about and, like, all this other stuff. But I feel like the last thing you were saying, like, adulting has just been, like, taking over my brain. It's like, I'm not worried about one thing. I'm worried about something else. And then, like you're trying to, like, fight all the fucking, like, childhood, like, baggage and trauma that you have in the midst of being an adult still. And, like, trying to continually, like, elevate and grow beyond all that shit. And so it's just one. This week is just one of those weeks where just like every time I do something, I'm like, oh, okay, this is related to that, or oh my god, okay, yeah, blah blah blah. And it's just been like simple shit, like just like even like how I deal with people or like how I approach people. Because I don't remember if I said it last week, but like I feel like guys always tell me like I'm hyper aggressive, and I'm always just like, oh, shut up, it's the Chicago in me, like, you know, like whatever. And then like I was talking to a guy. And, like, the way I was, like, talking to him is, like, how I normally talk. It's, like, very, like, playful banter, just, like, blah, 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 blah. But I was able to, like, really just, like, see, like, oh, I can see how this can come off, like, aggressive. Like, nobody wants you, like, talking shit all day. And it's not like I talk shit all day. I have a very happy medium when it comes to guys. I'm just, like, blah, blah, blah. But once I get the vibe that, like, we can, like, play around, I'm, like, very, very playful. And I feel like it reads wrong with guys. And so I've been trying to, like, work on that. And it's just, like, I don't know. If you're not trying, then I don't know.
The reason why I smiled while you were saying that is because I literally felt the wine kicking in as I was taking another swallow. So there's that. But,
we love it.
Similarly, like, I've also been doing, like, a little bit of unpacking this week. Like, I'm realizing that it's me. Hi,
I'm the problem, it's me.
Auntie. Like, I really... Okay, so I told you about the situation at work, but I'm going to tell the listeners. Like, there was... It was a very minor situation at work.
Compared to our normal ones, it was just very, like, it was very normal. So.
I'm sorry, yo. My phone is ringing and interrupting the video.
I was just going to keep pushing through.
Yeah, and I don't feel like editing nothing, so we're going to keep that in.
We won't edit it.
Oh, my God. It's a disaster whenever we have to edit stuff.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's why sometimes, the wording will be off, or, like, the pitch. Like, that's because we had to, like, tweak something, or, it's... Yeah, whatever. Okay, back to you.
But I was
adulting.
Like, usually at work, I am I work alone in my area, in the office. But something was going on with my coworker's computer. She had to come into my area. She's not a problem. I have no problem with her. I have no problem with anybody at work. I have a problem with sharing my space in general, and I was kind of like really upset, but then once I calmed myself down, I was like, you were mad about nothing. You were mad because somebody was in the same room as you. Like, what is your problem? Are you okay? Is everything okay at home, bitch?
Is it when that happened, you're like, I am so ridiculous. Like,
ridiculous as fuck.
Like, there is something literally wrong with me, because it'd be like the most stupidest shit. And you look back at it like, I literally just was pressed for nothing. Just this tight over nothing. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so, and then I realized that translates in most of my everyday life. Guys, friends, I'm just like, you know, I'm good being on autopilot by myself. It's really annoying to have other people, like, changing up my routine. Yeah. Even if they're not, like, doing it intentionally, or if they're just trying to be nice to me. It's just like, I can't take it. I'm already under a tremendous amount of stress that I put on myself for no reason. Mm-hmm. So I would rather deal with that alone versus having other people breathe in my area.
Do you think that, like, sometimes, like, you shut yourself off from people, like, actively wanting to be put in a place where they can help you, though? Or do you feel like it's just, like, they add nothing to the situation anyway, I don't need them? Or, like, how does that work? Like, when you're, like, assessing people around you.
I don't know what you mean, dude. What do you mean?
So basically, like, when, like, people... I forgot I said I'm high. But, like, when people are around you, like, are you, like, just shutting everyone out because they add no value to what you're saying, like, to what you're doing? Or is it just, like, an auto reaction?
It's just, like, my natural reaction is to be, like, okay, but leave me alone. Even if you're not, like, irritating me on purpose or whatever the situation is, it's just, like... I could be by myself. It's like, I don't know what to do about that besides go to therapy. But it's like,
that's expensive.
I feel like that's expensive. And I feel like it's dramatic. I feel like therapy is dramatic. I do advocate for therapy, but yes, like, for myself is like, it's a little dramatic.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes our situation is just be, like you said, it's a matter of us. It's just like, oh, okay, if I tweak this one thing, so-and-so will probably happen. Or it's like A always affects C, but it's like working through like through A to B is always the fucking issue. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, sometimes I really get, like, your viewpoint on just, like, being alone and just, like, you, I feel like, because you're a well-oiled machine and you know how you work when you depend on yourself. Adding somebody else into that, it throws everything off, because what if they're not as oiled up as you when you're doing XYZ? Then they're going to ultimately, like, throw you off of whatever you're trying to do and the way you will be able to accomplish it. But it's just, like, sometimes it's, like, you never know how someone can come into your life and affect it for the positive, too. But I always see it.
What's the harm? I had somebody tell me that earlier this week. It's just, like, you just never know. Like, you could meet somebody who could, like, motivate you and, like, be this positive force in your life, and it's just like, I'd rather not find out.
I'll pass.
And it's so dumb, but it's like, it's something, at least I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
So I do try to, like, not be that person. But also, I still want to remain myself. Like, I am naturally, like, a loner and self-sufficient, so I'm not going to be, like...
Is there a way to accomplish that with someone else around, though? Like, I feel like you can be, like, I never know that word.
Yes, but it's gonna require me to, like, yeah, not be on autopilot. I have to be conscious about not being a fucking crab, a hermit crab. You know what I'm saying? I have to be like, okay, I know this is how I naturally feel, but, like, it's not gonna hurt me to, like, be warm and welcoming to other people. It's kind of like, and we didn't really talk about this last week, but we were supposed to, but you had asked, like, how often should you talk to your friends and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people that's like, we not for to talk all day.
Yeah.
We not for to talk every day. You're not for to be texting my phone all day. We not for to be having small talk while I'm at work. I'm not talking to you. Like, that's that person.
It's a working lady, girl. It's a working lady. She's busy.
It's just like, what are we talking about? Like, let's meet up later and talk and have a conversation, FaceTime you, but, like, I'm definitely not, like, texting you all day and all this extra type of stuff. Like, it's just, like, you know. And I have some needier friends, but most of my friends pretty much, like, understand that, like...
Because you're quick to set boundaries with us to make sure that we understand not to bother you.
And I don't even really announce the boundaries. It's just, like, I'm not going to respond and you're going to get used to it.
And you're, that's literally how it works. And, like, I always think about, like, the fact, it's, like, I have to work on not being so needy when it comes to people in general. Because I'm a very present person, and I feel like everyone's life. Like, if you're in my circle, somehow, some way, I'm always around. Like, I'm always there. I'm always just, like, I believe in high communication. But for other people, that can rub them, like, oh, they need to talk all the time, or they need to do this. And it's just, like, it's not that. It's more so, like, I'm just very, like, if I'm very selective with who I accept into my world. And so, if you're in my world, like, it's a very, like, you hold weight. Like, you're very important. And so, I like to treat people how I like to get treated. And I know, like, I like talking to people. I like communicating. But it's just, like, I feel like having a healthy boundary, like you set, will probably not make it come off so wrong when it comes to dealing with people and all that shit. So, okay. Yeah, I hate it.
Let's play this game.
Yeah, okay. And the first, okay, you know my favorite game. We started last week. It's a new favorite game of the show. Is cute or is it a boot? Okay. And I have a couple of them. And the first one actually kind of delves into, like, something that we were just talking about. So, a guy you're dating... emotionally,
I haven't read these, by the way, so I don't know.
I was hoping so. So I try to always, like, paste it, like, right before so he doesn't see it. I'm like, hopefully he's, like, fucking cleaning a wall or some shit and not going to pay attention. So, anyway. So a guy you're dating, emotionally sharing or dumping on you all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, What is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is it cute or is it a boot?
It's a cute boot for me. Because when I'm assuming, like, if you say a guy, like, this would probably be somebody I'm interested in.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, I understand that you have to, like, be a I don't know the word. It's a word that I'm trying to use, but I can't find it. But, like, you have to be
confidant.
A confidant for somebody that you're, like, dating or whatever.
It's hard, though.
But enough is enough at some point. Like, you got to learn when to, like, wrap that shit on up.
Yeah.
You know, express your feelings. We can talk about it, et cetera, et cetera. But, like, when I hear dumping, I hear, like, somebody who's just, like, always going through something. And it's like, okay, maybe you need to go dump on a therapist, because I am not that girl. I don't know how to deal with the emotions and stuff. Like, we can talk about stuff. Yeah. I'm fine with it, but it's like, too much emotion is
it's a kidney hill. It's a kidney hill. Like,
it's a kidney hill.
I don't mind a guy, like, dumping or anything like that. I'm more so always focused on what is your solution to whatever you're dumping about. Like, if you're just like, if you just want to complain, it's just you're complaining to complain, I automatically turn on, like, I can't hear you. It's noise cancellation automatically. And so it's just like, I'm like, and I was thinking about this earlier this week, is I'm so, like, solution oriented sometimes that I feel like it can come off cold to the person that's going through it. So, like, sometimes people just literally just want to dump on you and just, like, express how they feel, because half the time they don't have another outlet they feel safe enough to dump on. And so it's like, ugh, it's a badge of honor. But it's also like, I'm trying to train myself to be like, okay, let them dump, and then once they're done, then you move on to the next thing. But it's hard. Like, I just want to move past it.
I will say, though, I am pretty good at, like, letting my friends and stuff vent.
The best.
I'm a good ear. Like, I would let you ramble and ramble and ramble. Now, you're not gonna hear much from me. My mom used to have this complaint about me. She'd be like, I'm talking and you ain't saying that. I'm like, girl, I'm just letting you talk, because you clearly need to talk. I'm gonna let you do it, but, like, and it's not that I'm not interested, it's just that, like, sometimes people just need to fucking get it off their chest. 100. A lot of people don't even know that they don't. A lot of people don't even really want any advice sometimes. They just want to, like,
yes,
caw-caw and set it free.
And so, I suck at that part. Like, I'm always like, hey, I know, like, let's find, like, I'm like, I, like, want to give you advice. And it's just like, oh my God. And so, like, I don't know. It's very difficult, because I don't know. I just always never want someone to, like, that, like, they're dumping, and then that's their 13th reason why, and I had a chance to stop them. So it's just like, I don't want that on my conscience, bitch. Well, let's try to find a solution. It's just like, I'm panicking.
Now, if you ask me for advice, I would give you my honest opinion about whatever you ask me.
I don't like asking you for advice. I don't enjoy it.
Because I be right and you don't like the way I...
No, like, it's not even that you be right or how you give it. It's always, like, the solution be like, kill it. It's just be like, wait. And there ain't no other options. And so it's literally like you just being like, I feel like you should not do it anymore. Just
be like, yeah, I definitely, what? And I was having this conversation with another one of my friends. I was like, because I had to ask him, I was like, I know I might have said that kind of harsh, but I really want to say
that. I meant it,
and I know I'm right, but you will figure it out later.
You're the worst. Like, you're such a, you are a cunt. I just can't stand you. Cause it's literally like you, like, and the thing is, like, I always, whenever I'm dumping on you, I automatically expect tons of silence.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, it's not that type of show. Catch it on our Patreon coming exclusively soon. But no, but like whenever I'm like overly sharing with you, I always expect you to be like, I always expect the silence. Like if I like, if you're like overly like, I've never even seen you be overly interjectory like to the conversation. So I can't even see that part. But like, it always concludes with like, I'm trying to give you all the details. I want you to have all the facts so you can give me like an important like breaking news statement to say, okay, you should do this. And then it's always like, I'm like, yeah, so you're just like, well, I don't think that's it.
it's usually like, I'd be like,
and all my situations be damn near the same anyway, so.
I just be like, you know, a lot of stuff comes down to this, and people don't like when I say this, but it's like, who gonna beat your ass? Period. At the end of it. So it's like, if the answer is nobody, then you need to calm the fuck down.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I be having to talk to myself like that, and so I try to impart that onto other people.
Oh God. Such a bitch. You're like, it's ridiculous. Okay, so the next one. A guy approaching you but for his friend. Is it cute bitch, that's a platform boot. Oh my God. You why?
Because first of all, I'm not going to send my friend to talk to you for me. So I don't want you doing that to me.
Right. And if you hate that.
If you really want to approach me, like, and you're like nervous or shy, I'm not judging you for that. But be a man. Put on your grown man underwear.
Okay.
And approach me if that's what you want to do. But don't send somebody else because that.
So now, what would you tell the friend? Oh, okay. Yeah. What?
I have had situations where like the friend will come to me unbeknownst to the other guy. Like they'll just do it for the guy. That's different.
Yeah.
Because now you just meddling, but like, okay, it might work out in your friend's favor. But don't be like, oh, my friend said he like you. Well, your friend should have come and told me, boo.
What would you say? Like, what would be your reaction? You would be like, it's a no. Like, what? Like,
I would be like, oh, that's so nice.
What if the guy's super fucking hot?
Well, he needs to be super fucking confident then.
So you would still boot him?
I don't know. I don't want to say see, no, but it's
the
it's
bitches are like, so fickle.
No, it's fickle. Just like, that's weird to me. Like, we're not in elementary school. You weirdos.
100. I don't. I feel like guys are naturally intimidated by me anyway. And so I would, like, I don't know how I would react to it, though. Like, I don't know. At our big grown age, I feel like the least you can do is just say something. Even if it's the worst fucking thing in the fucking world. Just, like, you saying something, I'm just like, okay. Like, I'll be able to process it as what it is versus, like, the friend. I'm just like, and then what if I'm like, what if it's a setup and the friend really just trying to see, like it's just too, it's like, no.
Megan got a bar about that. And when I was, I think of it. No, you can't. And if you ask your friend, nope. And put it in. Y'all know what.
Y'all know the song.
But yeah.
Okay, so it's a boot. It's a boot from both of us, basically.
It's a boot.
Platform. Okay, so. A guy you kind of know telling you be ready in 30 minutes, he's about to pull up. You don't know what his intentions are, but you're interested in him to a degree. Is it cute or is it a boot? You have 30 minutes.
That's cute.
Why the side eye?
Because where be going? Like, I don't like sneak attacks. Like,
yeah, that's why I don't know how I would react. Because first of all, you don't know what I'm fucking sitting here doing at home. I feel like it would be the initiative and overall thought would be cute. But what if I'm not home? What if I'm like outdoor, whatever? And you're like telling
egg on your face, nigga. Because you don't surprise me, nigga.
Oh my God, I think, but I don't know. I feel like guys.
I think it's cute, but like
in execution, maybe.
I think a guy doing that would have to already know me.
Yeah.
And so that would make it cute. But, like, a guy I don't really know, I don't know if that would really work. Because I would just be like, are you the killer? Like, what are you doing? Why are we doing this?
I would. I will also wonder if he's about to, like, fuck me really good. Like, maybe he's really, really horny, and he's like, I want some of that right now. But then we would probably have to fuck already. Oh, wait a minute.
If that's the case, you're going to need more than 30 minutes. Because okay. I've been eating all day. I done had breakfast, lunch. I done had snacks. I done had smoothies. I'm not going to be ready.
It's a fucking Kmart over there. Bitch. I don't know.
It's going to be a burrito mudslide in this month.
Not on the front seat. Have you ever had car sex? Mm-hmm. Did you like it? Once for me too. Did you enjoy it?
5 out of 5.
I don't
remember. At the time, I wouldn't do it. Not that I wouldn't do it, but like I don't look forward to.
I think it's hot. I would do it.
I need a little more
sex. It's so slutty. Like I have a really big back seat that I've come to find out. So it's a lot of room back there, and all you have to do if you tilt the seats up, it's almost like you're in a Motel 6, but like wherever you're parked at. So I don't know. I would try it.
I actually don't know what my back seat is like. Never been back there, but yeah, I know that's weird, right? I will say, like, in terms of like not being able to run, that would be good for the top, because then it could just keep you in one spot. There's nowhere to
move. Yes. Oh my god, that is. Car porn is kind of hot for me. Like, I enjoy it. Like, especially, like, when it's, like, you can see, like, the angle down and they're just drilling them. I'm just like, oh, that is perfect. Like,
I love a good backseat drilling video. I do.
Backseat drilling is crazy. Yeah. I like it. Okay, next one. Okay, where am I? Okay, a guy you're getting to know and kind of feeling, telling you he doesn't want to date but wants to fuck.
That's cute.
You like the initiative? You're a slut. Like, you are
just... He doesn't want to date, but he wants to fuck.
But you like him.
Oh, but I like him, then that's not cute. But if I don't really care for him like that, you know, on that level, and he just, like, want to be my fuck buddy, and it's like, oh, that's great. That's, like, right up my alley.
I know in my brain, I would be like, if I let him fuck, I can trick him into falling in love.
Delusion.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I would and I would automatically know, and I would just be like, this is never gonna happen, but we're gonna try. And when I say I would spread it wide and lay it low, I would pull out every trick I could. And I've been practicing like my back bends and shit. Because I'm double jointed and I don't know how to take advantage of it yet. So I've been trying to tap into like my yogas and stuff. Like I'm really trying to get there. So like when it's time to bust out some tricks and you gotta lure a nigga in with a sex trap, I can do it successfully.
Yeah, that would be cute for me if you just wanted to be fuck buddies. Honestly, don't propose it like that. I kind of would like prefer for that to happen naturally, because then it'll start feeling transactional. I don't like feeling like a slut, but
I mean,
like a $2 whore, at least give me 5.
Okay, like you're a steak you can cut through. You can't bite through it, but you can cut through it.
I remember Boots on Flavor of Love. She was like, if I'm a hoe, I'm a top dollar hoe. Treat me like a top dollar hoe. You know? Don't treat me like
a Payless shoe. Yeah. Okay, we ain't no Payless shoes. We're fucking.
Bring back Payless, though.
Yeah. Back in the day, I used to go there and get all my Converse for like nothing, and I would think I was so ballin'. Like, I didn't know what fucking Payless was. I just thought it was a shoe place, and so I would just go there and I would get all these Converse that I never seen before, and I would just stock up. And then when I go to real shoe stores, I would never see them, and I would just be like, "Why is this like this?" I thought it was just so cool, just wearing like my Payless shoe out on the streets. R.I.P. Payless. Okay. Last one. A guy stalking your social media so he can surprise you with something you might like.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's really cute. But like, I will always think about how far back is he scrolling? Cause it might be some wild shit up there. Cause I feel like most people, when they go to like your Twitter or whatever, they go through like your media first, and then they see what your fucking media is. And then, like, me, when I'm deep diving, I go to the replies next, and then I go back to the tweets. So I just always, like, I always just have, oh, that's normal. Everyone does that? Okay.
I do that to everybody.
You're a stalker too.
Yeah, if I care,
you don't even have a Twitter. That's the crazy part.
Well, when I used to have Twitter, but like when if I like somebody, or if I'm even if I find somebody cute on Instagram and they got 700 posts, I'll probably end up on post one because I just want to see what you've been doing with your life.
Okay, bitch, that's far. Wait a minute, bitch. Post one.
And then you know, after a certain while, Instagram started freezing and shit. It's
oh my god!
Right. I'm gonna sit and wait.
I know you about to.
I'd be looking for feet pics most of the time. So like, I'm scrolling to the top, find them.
So you have goals in mind. So you try to scroll back to the summertime pictures, see what was happening there.
Beach. Okay, let's see if the toes in the sand. Let's see if I can see the toes. Let's see if you got your legs kicked up on a little beach chair.
I love that. I love when guys post like unsuspecting feet pictures, and it's like, oh my god, you didn't even know your feet were going to be in the picture, and it's just like they're just sitting there so perfect. I'm just like, oh, that's so hot. Or like all the fashion guys lately, they've been like doing like more like feet pictures. I'm like, oh, this is a new America.
These niggas know what they're doing. I just saw a video of DaBaby performing, and he was like throwing his socks into the ground. I don't like DaBaby. Okay. But I would have been trying to catch them socks because
you are you are a sick man.
First of all, I'm a hater, but I'm gonna tell the truth. He got some nice feet, and so I know after he been performing for an hour and a half, however long, you know, I don't even know if he got that many songs to perform. And them feet is nice and sweaty. I want them socks, and I'm not selling them on eBay. I'm putting them in a Ziploc bag, and I'm keeping them until the smell expires, okay? Because I'm going to be sniffing them every night.
I just got so lightheaded listening to that. That is so sick. That is some sick shit.
He got some pretty feet. He do. What up? And they're like manly feet. And I know they be stinking, so I want
them. I don't want no, like, that's where I always get lost at. I don't want no stinking feet. I don't want no stinking feet. Like the most I'll take is like a, like, they've had a sock on for probably like 3 hours because they had to run outside and do something. And then like that. But it's like, it's not.
Ain't no smell coming from that.
Exactly. It's just a natural foot. Ooh, no. Yeah, I don't want no Timbaland in a rain foot.
Okay. See, that's a bit much.
Sick show.
I worked Monday. I went to the gym Monday. I worked Tuesday. Went to the gym Tuesday. I worked Wednesday. Went to the gym Wednesday. I worked Thursday. Went to the gym Thursday. Same pair of socks. One of them.
What?
Yeah.
I do.
And you take a sip to that. You're a sick bitch. That is some sick shit. No, that's too much. Oh my god, no. I don't want to die from the foot. I want to be able to enjoy the foot.
Yeah, and like, I want the draws the same way.
Oh, no, not the reeking draws. See, that's where I always get lost at. Like, maybe I'm a fake freak, too. Because I'm definitely not. Okay, bitch, Courtney, you don't got to do the fucking face, bitch, if I headbutt you. I just, like, that's where y'all lose me at. Like, I don't want to, I like a natural man scent. Not an enhanced, maximized, I don't need no extra seasoning on it. Just give me my man. No, don't undo your face like that. You're not enjoying this, for real. This is sick. You don't want that.
I do. So, if you're listening,
And your feet has like yellow squiggly green squiggly lines coming from it, he's calling your name, bitch.
Off the cartoon stench.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely want that. But I also want, it's a very, very thin line between like the scent that I like and like an extreme body odor. There's this one guy that at my gym, I'm talking about, I can smell him.
No.
As soon as I walk in the building.
You know he's there.
I know he's here.
His calling card.
One time I was like, we were both leaving, I guess, going to the locker room. And I made the mistake of walking behind him. But I'm already.
Oh, no.
Stank, so I'm thinking like, okay, I'm going to just give him some space. I ended up walking in a trail of stank. And it was just like that. It wasn't fair to me. I did the wrong thing. But it's just like, how I know you smell yourself smelling like this.
He will
bitch.
Pay for his crimes.
So it's a thin line.
Yeah, no, I naturally breathe out my mouth most of the time, so I don't really smell too many things. I just try
When something really stank, I don't even like breathing out of my mouth because I feel like I'm swallowing it. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I just avoid it. I don't know. Like, no. See, that's why you just shouldn't do it. Just everyone go grab the nearest soap, put it on their toes. Hey, funky good time.
The baby, and then, the next time you in Houston, I'm coming to the show because I'm catching the socks. I'm telling you now.
Is that like
his? I will beat y'all ass over his socks.
I believe it. You'll be on like a Say Cheese Instagram post. Man loses his mind. And the baby comes over his freaking sock. Oh, that is sick. I hate America. Like, I'm ready to go.
America has a problem. Okay, so you said this in a group chat earlier. It's just me and you, bitch.
Who else is there? You want to be so important, bitch. What group chat?
You sent me this tweet.
Oh, God.
And disagree. It says, I'm not even going to shout out the person this is because I don't want them to be a part of this. This is just an anonymous tweet from somebody. He says, good looking gays. Oh, he tweeted this recently. Oh, he tweeted this yesterday. Oh, this is a new tweet.
Yeah, it's fresh. Mm-hmm.
Good looking gays only date other good looking gays. Good looking gays. It's sad. And you want to know if this is true or not.
Do you think it's true? I think it's true.
You go first.
I think it's true. So it's an asterisk beside true. I think people have like their own vision of the person that they should be with, like who they idolize themselves with. And some people strictly go after that type of figure and that type of person that meets those attributes. So yes, a lot of times I feel like good looking people go after good looking people because they want to be with somebody else that looks good looking like them. No harm, no foul, and I understand everybody wants to be with somebody fine. But I feel like the problem always comes in when it's just like those good-looking people are rude or dismissive or like negative towards people who they consider not as good-looking. That's where I think the issue comes in at. So like, I feel like it's true, but you know, like to a degree.
My stance on this is...
Here we go.
Like, I could definitely read between the lines and kind of see what he's trying to say. Like, of course, in life in general, there is a such thing as desirability. Some people are more conventionally attractive than others.
100.
And some people play into the desirability politics, where it's like, where if you don't look as good, you don't deserve such and such, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I do think that there are people... out there like that who are very superficial and everything is about looks. Remember that thing a while ago where Erica Banks was like, she only hanging out with bad bitches, like if you know, some dumb shit she said. It was just like she got dragged for it and it's like,
yeah, let me not. Erica Banks.
Okay, yeah, no, don't do it.
Rock on, sister. Rock on.
Erica Banks got some bops though. I kinda like Erica.
It's something about her is just so like not it for me. It's just something about her. Like, you know, like when like you're like you smell something and you're like, I know that scent, but there is something wrong with something else.
You know what you sound like? You sound like New York when she was talking about what's that girl name?
Boots.
It might have been Boots, but I think it
something
was
gutter about her.
she's just a gutter. Something about, she said the word gutter or something. I was like, that's exactly what you sound like right now.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Ew, something.
So it's definitely a thing, right? My issue with the tweet is a couple things. First of all, this is not only a gay people issue.
Yeah, straight issues.
That's number one. But if this is a gay person tweeting this, obviously that's what they would be able to talk about, right?
Right.
Okay, boom. The other thing is... I don't know too many people that want to wake up in the morning next to a tree monster. They want to wake up to somebody who they find attractive.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
But attractiveness is subjective. Everybody has their own idea. Some a nigga I think is fine might not be fine to you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The problem I have with this tweet is, and I don't know what this person looks like, it feels like it's a little projecty. You know, like, I feel like he's projecting. It's like, are you not getting guys that you find attractive?
What fine nigga turned you down, nigga?
Right. Who pissed in your oats? Like, I really want to understand, like, how this tweet is supposed to make sense. Because, of course, somebody good looking wants to date somebody else good looking. Because they don't want to date nobody ugly.
Who want to date somebody ugly? Like,
subjective. But, like, why would I date somebody who's ugly? To me, it sounds like he's been, you know, he either feels a way about the way he looks and the type of guys that he likes probably wouldn't be attracted to him or something, because this just don't make sense. Of course, good-looking people want to date other good-looking people. I don't get it.
And I always think about this. Like, sometimes when I see people tweeting, I'm like, you have to read between the lines of some people tweet. They're like, oh, I hate when people are so this, like, that, or like, I hate when people only talk to people 5'10 or something like that, and they're like 5'8. And it's just like, okay, so basically your crush likes people.
You have to go love yourself, bitch.
Like, yes, it is so sick. And it's just like, I feel like we focus so much on everyone else's opinion of everything that we do a lot of the times. Like, I feel like everyone just literally just stuck to whatever they felt they wanted to do. Everybody will move so differently. And so that's why I really respect people who are just like free thinkers or people who just like go against the grain naturally. I'm just like, I respect it because I feel like that's naturally them. Like, his issue right here is just like, I feel like it's projection. I feel like he wanted to talk to somebody. He felt like the person, like, and half the time, we talked about this briefly before on like another episode, like a minute ago. Like, you know if somebody is out of your league to be trying to shoot your shot at them. You know. Girl, like, I'm not rolling up in Tyson Beckford DMs like, what's up, grandpa? Like, it's just like, that's not my place. Like,
it kind of reminds me of
the bus driver. The bus driver.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's like, yeah. I didn't say that you were a horrible person because you drive a bus. I didn't say, but Ebony K. Williams wasn't saying you're a horrible person because you drive a bus. She said she don't want to date a bus driver. Why are you in your feelings telling me you're her? Like, I had somebody tell me, like, I married my husband when he didn't have a job 14 years ago. I was like, congratulations, bitch. That is not the point of the conversation. But, okay, you're just projecting. Like, yeah. If you feel like you're ugly and you can't get a man because you're ugly, bitch.
Oh, shit.
I am so sorry for you.
Sorry, Shrek. That
means you have to do some inner work. Because, you know.
That's the point of Shrek. I was
ugly back in the day.
I used to, too. I didn't start feeling like I was attracted probably to, like, last year. Like, I said this before in the podcast. Like, I didn't look in mirrors. Like, that's why now I'm really big on taking mirror pictures. Because, it's like, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing. But when I wasn't enjoying what I'm seeing, I wasn't going around hating on the pretty folks. I was trying to see what I could do to still get up in there.
I was too busy being depressed to be worried about what other people was just talking about.
That too. Like, it's just like, I don't know. Like, everybody, just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Like sometimes you don't need to go upstream yet. Like, don't go up that river waterfall. Stay right there in that nice little pond. There's nothing wrong with a little pond splashing around for a little bit. You may end up finding your fucking big fish that you can jump on the back of and it can carry you up into that waterfall and, like, teach you how to be, like, around the people that you fucking want to fuck with. And that's ultimately what it is, too. Like, people want to fuck with the, like, certain type of people. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. But, yeah. Y'all get the point.
Everybody needs to just, again, reading between the lines, I can understand what he's saying. It's definitely, and I will say, I'm not going to be, like, totally dismissive. There is a thing in the gay community where, like, if you don't fit a certain mold, then you just don't fit in.
100%.
And that is a real thing, but it's also a real thing that you need to be like, okay, well, I don't fit in. Okay, then I'm just going to move on with my fucking life. Like, I really want to impart that on people. Like, be your fucking self. Be okay with being yourself and be okay with not
being you, bitch. Be you.
I don't fit in a lot of groups technically if you wanted to put me against certain other gays. So fucking what, bitch? I go to bed at night with my eyes closed and I wake up with my eyes open like everybody fucking else, okay?
I feel like that was a big part of, like, the gay scene in Chicago. I feel like if you didn't fit, like, a certain mold or a certain thing that everybody was feeling at the time, like, you weren't accept it. And so now when I see it, I'm just like I'm so over it. Like, I don't want to politic. I'm just like, literally, like, I'm here, I'm me, and you either gonna take it and you gonna like it or you not gonna take it at all. You can leave me by the doorstep and somebody else will come by and get it, and that's that. And so fuck all that shit. I feel like, whatever,
love yourself, bitch.
And that's a message from the Boys Next Door podcast.
Period. What's this about? You got, are there any tests you put guys through? I kind of heard this somewhere.
Yeah, this I stole it from them.
Okay. I'm not sure, but I remember hearing it. But
anyway. Cocktails.
Oh, well, shout out to Cocktails.
I'll give my girls a shout out. I fuck with Cocktails. Like, okay. I would work with them. Yeah, it was them. That was the only person I heard it from. Well, that's where I stole it from. Okay, so like, just for the listeners, like an example is like not texting the guy to see if he texts back first, or like walked into the door. The example they gave was walking to the door and waiting to see if the guy opens it for him, or so forth.
I don't know if I put guys through tests like purposely. Well, maybe.
You're toxic. I forgot we unraveled that on the podcast.
The type of test I like to put guys through is like, I like to like present all of my red flags in a very calm manner. Oh, shit. And see if you would like to stick around.
And what did
For example,
say? Oh, okay.
I was talking to this guy earlier this week, and I was telling him like, yeah, I don't really desire to be in a relationship. I'm not really emotional. Like,
oh, so you were the boot in the cuter boot earlier.
I don't really date because, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so I was just trying to like, that's my truth, but I was also trying to be like, well, if you're really interested, then I will see if you're willing to look past all of that. You know, my wall is very high. If you want to get to chisel it away, good luck, Chuck. But I put guys through tests like that. Like, I'm a very, like...
What did he say?
This is what it is, and what are you going to do about it if you care? He was just like, he wasn't turned off.
Okay. Well, that's good, then.
Is it? I wonder.
Maybe it's not. Has he talked to you since?
Yeah.
So he wasn't that turned off?
Yeah, we hung out a couple of times.
Okay, so yeah. So, I mean, like, maybe some guys... But also, I feel like maybe some guys can't handle tests. And if that's your test you want to put guys through, it's like, okay, it makes sense. Because, like, especially when it comes to red flags and shit, like, I feel like if you present them all at the front door, later on, when you show them again, like, they can't be surprised. Like, you knew I was psycho. You knew I was unhinged.
It's kind of like how men say, you knew I was a dog when you met me.
And you have to stop and think, like, I did know that shit.
You know.
I was totally aware. So it is my fault.
So it's less of a test and more of a, like, I'm being honest. And if you are still interested, then power to you, brother.
I didn't think I had any tests that I put guys through until you said that. And then it's like, I guess I am kind of like the test. So it's kind of like,
I am the test, bitch. This is the Scantron.
Right, you better get a circle in dark, bitch. And so it's just like Scantron is crazy.
If you don't know the answer, pick C, bitch.
Okay, bitch, you better keep it pushing. And so that's kind of how I am. And so it's just like I'm very, like, I let you know right off rip, like, I'm very aware of anything. So if you try to pull any shit over me, I'm going to know. And it just kind of like, after I say that, it's kind of like, most guys.
You know what? I've learned that when I'm talking to guys, like, not to be so negative up front, because it's like, if you, and I did have to learn this the hard way, if you go into a situation where it's like with the attitude that niggas ain't shit, mm-hmm. and I'm already on to you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera,
it carries through. It's like,
as good as it gets. You're not gonna go much further than that with that type of, you know, mindset.
And I've been trying to work on that, and it's just like, it's just, and it's not like I'm doing it in a way to be like, and it just kind of like, I'm saying it in a way to be like, you really don't have to ever like lie or bullshit me or anything like that. You can literally just be 100 with me about everything, and I will respect that more than you trying to bullshit me. But it can come off like, I guess I know how it can come off. So,
and you're trying to protect yourself too, because it's like, I'm giving you the rundown now, so like, don't play with me, because if I let my guard down after I just told you all this, then we're going to have a bigger issue. You know what I'm saying? So you
know, that makes it worse, too.
It kind of, it could, but you know.
Because it's like, now if you disrespect me, it's going to be on purpose. And now I have to take it to heart. Like, it's not an absence of the mind thing. It's like, you were fully aware and you still did this. Now I have to come for your juggler. And because now you're trying to play me. And that's why I'm just like, it literally, and that's where I'm already processing it. It's like, I literally gave you the fucking cheat code. Like, I literally gave you the answers and you're still trying to play. That's when I get pissed off.
These days, though, my thought process is more of like, I first of all, I love saying I'm almost 30. Like, I just love the way that feels.
I can't wait to say it.
I can't wait to say I'm actually 30. But my thought process is, like, we're grown. Like, real grown. You know right from wrong. I'm not explaining anything to you. If you step out of line, then you step out of line. And then you don't be upset.
You're cut!
When you're done. You're out of here. You don't have a photo this week. You're not in the running to become an America's Next Top Top.
Oh, shit.
And you're done. So I want you to just, I would hope that most guys my age would understand that I know that you know right from wrong. And so once you do wrong, I'm doing the right thing and I'm leaving.
Nigga. I don't know. Out of here. I don't know. And that, I feel like sometimes I be too lenient on guys. Like, and I, like, I, because I understand, like, and this is, but this is just how I process it. I'm just like, I understand how life is sometimes. Like, outside of dealing with me, a nigga can have, like, a whole nother, like, galaxy of fucking issues going on. And so, like, while I think I should be, like, a big speck in a nigga's life, and in all honesty, it's kind of like, I can't really expect that type of commitment from nobody at any point until we've made that type of commitment mm-hmm. to each other. And so, like, I've been, like, trying to train myself to be more, like, let people do them. And if they want to come back to you, they'll come back to you. If they don't, they just don't. They weren't meant for you.
I'm going to be honest with me, though. It's, like, it's not, like, no coming back. Like, once I send you away, you're gone. Yeah. Somebody can send you your luggage. Like, we have nothing else.
Oh, no. I discuss. And I'm always just like, you never know, I've never doubled back and dated the same person twice, but I've, like, it's been, I would be open to it, but it would have to be, like, a thing where it's just, like, you've had to grow, like, so fucking much from when I first dated you. Like, I'm thinking about like any of my exes. Like, you have to be in, like, such a totally different place in life where it would be worth trying again. So yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not against the double back. I do think there's a comfortability that comes with, like, somebody you already know. But just 100. In my experience, like, a double back is just like I'm walking back into the same shit. And why am I doing this to myself? Because I already know who you are.
And but that's not how we were trying to fool each other. We're trying to fool yourself, like, oh, they might be different.
Yeah. And now it's just like, for me, it's like, I'd be so turned off once I'm turned off. It's where can you go from here but away? You can't go anywhere together. You can go.
Not Narnia. What's that door on Monsters, Inc. that you can never go through? That's it.
I've seen Monsters, Inc., but I can't catch the reference. Don't judge me. I haven't even seen The Little Mermaid ever.
Oh wow. This is the America we live in.
There's a list of movies I have that I've never seen, but the Disney movies that I've never seen always irritates people, and I'm like, well, you're just gonna have to get over it.
Wouldn't that be cute if a guy popped up with, like, all the old, like, Disney movies that you didn't see and, like, watched them with you? Oh, I guess you can just go on Netflix or, like, whatever and watch them. So Disney, I guess he wouldn't have to. Yeah, I guess he wouldn't have to, like, pop up with the DVDs. But, oh my God, I would cry. Like, oh my God, you popped up with the Harry Potter movies?
It's just like, you have to pop up with a TV and a DVD player and the DVD cords. It's too much work. This is not 2007, babe. Just bring it up to speed. Yeah, I actually would like to
watch. Oh my God, that's terrible.
Moves and stuff, but, we don't have, like, I don't have a confession this week. We don't have any dick pics this week.
Y'all disappointed us. Well, we gave y'all a double shot of dicks last week, so y'all should be okay.
We definitely did. What is wine? It's so good. It's like...
Yeah, I just saw you tilt your big ass head back and just deep throat it like that.
Before we get out of here... What are you doing? Before we get out of here, we do have to speak about Miss Tina Turner.
Oh my God.
That was very shocking to me. You know, it's very strange because, you know, somebody who lives a long life like that, it's kind of like, you can be sad, but it's like, okay, they lived a long life. Like, 83 is a good
age. That's old.
I did the math, but then I seen she was born in 39. You know how much racism was going on in 1939 in Memphis, Tennessee? God damn it.
The crazy part is I was legit just having a conversation with, like, my coworker on, like, when she died, Wednesday? On Tuesday or whatever, I was having a conversation with my coworker, like, I wonder what she's up to, and then we were like, oh, she's in Sweden living her life, and then we went into her history, like, being a pimp or some shit, and then, like, we just had this random whole full conversation about her, and then next day she died. I'm just like, oh my goodness. It's just like, I don't know, maybe respect your legends when you're alive.
You know that there's this thing going around about Beyonce killing off everybody every time she goes on tour. It's true. She killed Prince. She killed Aretha.
Oh my God.
She killed Michael. And now, Tina.
So maybe she... Well, hopefully this might be her... Well, hopefully it's not her last tour, but... Madonna, better watch out, girl, for the next one.
But yeah, I love Tina Turner. Everybody knows Tina Turner, but, like, I didn't really get into Tina Turner until maybe about 3 years ago. And then I was just able to, like, fall in love with her music all over again. And then they had the Tina documentary, which, you know, you think from What's Love Got to Do With It, you think you know Tina's life, and then you watch the documentary and it's like, oh, this is what it really was. She, like, the most inspiring part to me about her life is just, like, she left Ike. Her career was kind of, like, you know, shaky. And then she, like, totally reinvented herself when she came out with What's Love Got to Do With It. It's like, you never know. Like, you might think your journey is over, but it's just something waiting around the corner for you every time. And so I just like identify with that. And my favorite Tina Turner song, Help. It's a cover, I think, of like the Beatles song, but like
her voice. Help! Anybody help? Not just anybody help. Oh.
That's not Tina Turner. I don't know what the fuck you're singing, but love Tina Turner. This is like the first artist where I was just like really shaken up, you know, about their passing.
Oh, girl.
Because
not your Little Kim at Biggie's funeral.
I was just like, she's literally one of my faves, and so I'm just thinking like, I don't know what.
For the people listening, he has now placed Stevie Wonder glasses over his eyes as he mourns the loss of Tina Turner.
Yeah, bitch, because I was about to start crying, and we're not going to do that on camera. But I literally was like, I need to go home. I was at work like, oh, no, I can't do this. Not Tina. They took Tina from me, Lord Jesus. I definitely have to go see all of my faves. Like, I was on the fence about going to the Beyonce concert, but I'm like,
yeah,
I have to go now because I never got to see Tina live. You know, I don't want to like ever regret that. So,
100%.
Yeah, well,
that was R.I.P. Tina Turner. We love you. We appreciate your contribution to music, and you will be remembered, sister. Rock on in the sky.
If you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate being around. Oh, help me get my feet back on the ground. Yeah. Well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode. Oh, shit. Thank you guys.
I feel like there's a song every fucking week. Every fucking week there's a new song.
It's like karaoke central on this motherfucker.
Yeah, on our live shows, we're gonna have y'all come over here and sing with us on stage and twerk.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. Came up with it just right now.
Thank you guys for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Do we still have a Twitter?
Yeah, it's up. I just retweet shit randomly, so if you follow, we get a lot of followers on there. Like, a lot of people follow us on there, so.
Maybe I should start using it, huh?
Yeah. We'll put when we get to 300 followers, we'll post whole pictures.
We gotta stop lying to these people at some point.
I didn't say our hole. I was gonna put like donut holes and like Cheerios and shit. Okay. You didn't even
that works.
Carry through.
Follow me on Instagram at Blackberry. And you can follow Ken on Instagram at
Ken Lush. I thought you had other shit to plug. Ken Lush, and on Twitter as underscore, these glasses are so unserious. _ Ken Lush on Twitter. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you guys. Goodbye.
Later. Oh, my titties out.